Western media will never tell you why Palestinian fighters took hostages, because it challenges their narrative. They were taken for a hostage swap. At that time, Israel held 5,000 Palestinian prisoners, including children. Over 1,000 held without charge or trial. The ones who are charged go through military courts. In these courts, the judges and prosecutors are all Israeli occupation soldiers in uniform, and there is a 99% prosecution rate. Since 1967, more than 800,000 Palestinians have been detained, amounting to 40% of the male population. Israeli occupation forces inflict systematic physical, psychological, and sexual torture on detainees, beginning with violent arrests and escalating during interrogation. The Palestinian Prisoners Society reports 95% of Palestinian detainees have suffered torture. Children are not spared. Of the 500 to 700 Palestinian children that are kidnapped every year, Save the Children reports that 86% of them are beaten, 69% are strip searched, and nearly half are injured at point of arrest, including gunshot wounds and broken bones. Some children also reported being transferred in small metal cages, probably where Israel got their idea for their now disproven propaganda. And things have gotten much worse. Just over the past few weeks, the number of Palestinian prisoners has almost doubled. Reports of abuse have increased, and two Palestinian hostages have died in prison.